Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode.
So welcome to season 4.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Yay. Mer, 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 mer. I know how to do it still.
Yay. Welcome to season 4 of the Swirl and Sip podcast. We are back. Finally.
It has been a while. A lot has happened.
Life happens. And so we took a break. It was longer than what we both expected it to be, but we are back. We are excited for season 4, just to set expectations with y'all. We know we love our listeners, but this season will be a shorter season.
Yes,
we won't
yes,
be coming
it will.
Out with episodes as often. They'll probably be released every other week instead of every week, like how we did last season. That's just because life happens, y'all, and we make the podcast fit into our schedule. So,
yes, because Sasha has been doing the damn thing, and I know y'all have been seeing it. So, if y'all have seen it, Sasha has been doing the damn thing, and I've been doing the damn thing. I've been doing some extra things.
So let's talk about the wines that we're drinking this week. So you'll notice for most of the season, if not all of the season, we will be drinking 2 wines. And I will be having a regular wine. So today I am sipping on a Apothic Pinot Noir. And we'll talk about that in a second because y'all know we love Apothic. It's a brand that does not do us wrong. And Sheree is drinking on some free wine. Some
alcohol-removed wine.
Sheree, would you like to tell us why?
Well, I am in a state of my life where I cannot drink wine. I am not in recovery. I am an incubator. I'm pregnant. Yay! Talk about goals, right? That was one of my goals. So I am 4 months. Told you it's a lot been going on, man.
Yeah, so pretty much all of our season break, Sheree's been on here growing babies.
I was like, well, that happened. August, so I got another August child coming.
Yes. Bless you. Yes, she does. And we are super excited. So Sheree will be sipping on some free wines for the majority, if not all of the season. But don't get it twisted because they actually are a thing. I'll start with what she's sipping on today. So she, free wine, if you don't know, FRE, it's an alcohol removed wine. So it's safe to drink during pregnancy, obviously. But it's still supposed to taste and feel like you're drinking regular wine. So the one that she is drinking, can you tell the difference?
No, I can tell the difference, but it's, so I've had, if you think about like sparkling cider, actually tell what's in it and I'll tell you like the difference of why I say this is definitely better than like a sparkling cider type thing.
Okay, so this one, she's drinking the red blend and it has a bold black cherry aromas, rich spice infused fruit flavors, and that it is a beautifully balanced alcohol removed red blend that is unforgettably lush and luxurious.
Yep. So pretty much it, like, I like free because we've had free before for, you know, other people who have, like, you know, had children, and it really does give you the feel of wine without the, like, it gives you the mouthfeel of wine, because most of the time a sparkling cider has bubbles and like it tastes like juice. This definitely does taste like juice, but it tastes like palm. So you know how most times if you want to feel like you're drinking, like you're not drinking, you usually do pomegranate juice or something that's a little heavier, a little bit more tannic.
Yep.
That word. That's what it gives you. It gives me I know I'm drinking juice, but at the same time.
And she is all right. Drinking it. She's drinking it from a wine glass, y'all. So
I am. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's happening. Definitely happening. So, I'm not. I refuse. I was going to drink juice out of a wine glass if I could.
I mean, you've done it before, so.
Just saying.
So, feel classy, y'all. Even if you're pregnant, drink it out of a wine glass. Mm-hmm. So, Sheree is sipping on free, the red blend, and I am sipping on the Apothic Pinot Noir. I actually got this one over Christmas time in a like gift set. It came in a 3 gift set that we won for it was a white elephant ugly sweater thing.
Oh, okay, because I was like, what kind of gift set?
it was like three, so it was three bottles of wine. And I originally picked it because I don't know if you guys play like White Elephant, like you pick numbers. Mm-hmm. And then, so I picked it originally, and of course somebody stole it from me, but Richard had the last one. So he.
Yes. And that's how your partner works for you. Because I was like, what?
Yes. So he won it back for me. And I was actually going to give it away to Marcus because, you know, he was supposed to come down for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But they ended up not coming. So I just opened the bottles.
There we go.
So it is a Pinot Noir. Y'all know if this is your first time here on the Swirl and Sip podcast, Sasha likes red. I prefer red.
Yes.
Give me a dry red all day,
Sasha
every day.
Sasha likes to drink water with her wine.
Yes, I like to drink water
she
with
forms a different type of biblical. She forms a different type of biblical bond.
I'm trying to look up because you know you're normally the one who finds it for me. What the alcohol?
Oh, content what the alcohol content? Give me one. It's usually on the side for apothec. It's usually sideways.
It's dark. Okay, it's 13.5. So it is Sasha and Sheree approved.
There you go. I was going to say apothec usually don't do us wrong.
No, they do not. And so it says that it's a 2020 blend or Pinot Noir actually. And so it says it's bold yet lighter bodied red wine. It has bright layers of crushed raspberry, ripe cherry, which meets aromas of Tahitian vanilla.
Tahitian.
There we go. And the mouthfeel is round and opulent, leading to a detailed, lingering finish. I think.
Okay, so Sasha, tell me what that sounds like to you. What does that taste like to you? Because I'm drinking vicariously through you.
So it's definitely not. It's not a heavy wine at all. You would like this. It's not super dry.
Add to the list for September. Got it.
it's more on the fruitier side without being sweet. So
okay.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, like, yeah, I would like it.
Yeah, it does have a fruitier flavor to it, and it's not heavy. Like, it really, and it does not feel that dry. You know, we've had some bone dry wines.
We have definitely had some. But Pinot Noirs, I feel, are like a very good middle of the road. Like, a lot of people who don't like reds could like a Pinot Noir. That's what I've realized when I've talked to, you know, when I've looked at everything dealing with wine. So we've realized that Pinot Noirs are kind of like that transitional wine.
Yep.
Before you get to the Merlots and the Cab Savs of your day.
Yep, and the Malbecs before you make your way to a Malbec.
Even though I really like a Malbec, and I don't understand how I love a Malbec.
Right.
I don't understand that. I promise you, I used to like pick a Malbec. Maybe it's because I just like the name. It sounded fancy.
It does sound fancy. It's like Malbec.
Malbec.
And it's the thing, most of them are like either Argentinian or like French.
Yeah. I've never figured that out because I definitely like a Malbec, but I hate dry wine. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
Mm-hmm. And Malbecs are
driest. I know.
Get a little bit of
I think that was, you know what? I realized what it was. It was early in my wine drinking when I just assumed that all wine did that. So in my mind, I was like, so this is what drinking wine is.
So we just,
I can't breathe. It's fine. So yes.
You didn't know any different.
I didn't know that there could be a different level of it. I just assumed that I wasn't supposed to be able to feel my throat after drinking wine. Cool.
No, this one I don't need water with. Like, it's actually just a good sippable wine.
All right. Found a gift wine.
I don't get the aromas. It's always hard for me to smell the aromas. So like, this is, you know, it's supposed, I don't know what Tahitian vanilla is supposed to smell like, but I don't get vanilla.
See, and I know what vanilla smells like in it. See, I pick
I
up all the
vanilla smells things. Like, but I don't.
I'm talking about in wine, I pick up all the scents, the taste. This one definitely smells like cherries. It smells like cherries. So like, it gives me everything it said.
It says black cherries with spice infused fruit. So
yeah, the confusing thing is it definitely smells like cherries, but it definitely says it has grape juice and grape concentrate in it. So I don't understand.
Oh, is that what it says?
how that works.
Oh, I guess because I didn't click on it. I read the short.
I read the actual ingredients because it starts without de-alcoholized premium red blend, grape juice and grape concentrate, and then some other stuff that I can't pronounce. So
it does say that yours would pair well with grilled salmon, roast chicken, a mushroom risotto, any sort of tomato-based pastas, and glazed ham. So apparently it might be good for Thanksgiving. Easter.
Everything. Easter. There we go. It is time. Yep. It is that time of the year.
It is.
Where I can abstain from, I don't have to do any of the Lent stuff.
Happy Lent, by the way.
Happy Lent. Happy Lent.
I know that you're more into that than I am, so I forgot.
I am, but this is the first time that I get to actually have an excuse. I cannot. They're like, are you fasting? I cannot fast. I am growing a human. It is also Women's Month. it is Women's Month.
It is.
Actually, this is exactly, that's actually exactly when, quick funny thing. This is exactly when I think I told put my first Facebook post out, like I think on the 14th, whatever International Women's Day is or whatever that is, that comes out this month. Because they said wear red or something, and I had on blue, and my brother was like, excuse me, where's your red? How are you representing Women's Month? And I said, I'm growing a fucking child. And he was like, touche, I'm going to walk out the room. And he literally was like, I'm going to walk away. Didn't mean to say
it. You got it. That's the ultimate. You sure, yeah, right. Got it.
He said,
you
got it. Woman so hard, you can't do that. You can't go no harder.
Yep.
So yeah, it all reminded me that this is all that's happening around this time. God,
we wanted to start this season. I know we put it out. We were supposed to start in February, y'all. We get it. We were going to talk about Valentine's Day. Maybe we'll.
We had stuff.
Instead, we are going to start the season with our 2022 goals. We thought it would be good to just talk about how we ended the show last season with, of course, where we were in the pandemic, how we've managed to survive another year, turning 35 and all of that good stuff. And so we thought we would start the show with entering a new year, how we're feeling, what we have planned for this year, what our goals are for this year. Yep. And so it's still March. So it's a good time to still make goals. Also, make goals every month, right? You don't have to do it once a year. You can change.
I always say that goal setting is every day, every week, every time you decide, okay? You ain't got to wait until a timeline to do it. Just do it. Start now.
Yeah. So, we know Sheree's goal is to have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. My goal is to have a healthy pregnancy, grow a smaller child, right? Oh Lord! One day we'll talk. We already have had conversations on Swirl and Sip about how we, the maternal crisis and medical care. I just had one of those weird interactions. I'm going to grow whatever baby is growing, and apparently this little one is a little meaner than my first one.
We
are older. I really think this one has an attitude. I feel like this one's getting ready to come out frowning for real.
Oh no.
It's okay. I didn't say he's gonna be sweet, but
I am so cool. One of my goals, this is a selfish goal of mine, is to be able to be at the hospital when said baby makes its arrival, because I have had two of my friends have had babies fairly recently. And yeah. I am always the first friend at the hospital to visit my friend's new babies.
She is absolutely correct. I was surely assumed that you had already gone. When you sent the picture, I was like, oh, she's obviously gone to the house. Cause she was waiting for Sasha was tomorrow. I can't be at the hospital, but I'm definitely going to be meeting you at the door.
I'm going tomorrow. Okay. But okay. Rajesh, who edits our podcast, Rajesh had a brand new baby, couldn't see that one. And I saw his first one in the hospital. I visited them in the hospital. Our friend Lisa, of course, we talk about Lisa all the time because her son is right in the middle between Brendan and Stokely. I was there when Rowan was born in the hospital. When Brendan was born, I was in the hospital.
Yes, you were.
I have visited all of my friends and their babies at the hospital. because I love my friends, and when they make babies, I'm like, no, I have to see the baby. Like, I have to,
like,
be,
you have to see the baby like new. She sees new baby, like she sees baby like, wow, they still got, like, they still getting rid of all that stuff. When they not as cute as the picture worthy that we see, they be like still new.
A day and a half old, because nobody has got released from the hospital yet. And I'm like,
she's like, hi, hello, hi, it's me, Auntie Sasha.
And COVID has completely messed up my plans, and I have not been able to see my friends and their babies. And so I'm hoping that by the time August comes around, that we are on a different side of COVID, where maybe you can have a couple of visitors.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that too, to be honest. Like, to be honest, I've never thought, like, at first I was like, oh, I mean, this probably is great for people who, like, really want to limit people. But, and then I realized, like, so Brandon hasn't even really been able to fully come to most appointments. He can come to my doctor's appointments, but they're hard. So it's hard for him to schedule those. But he has not come to any of the sonograms because they do not allow anyone but the person. So I'm like, he has not seen this child. And I'm like, it's really been hard for him because, like, he's been there for everything. He saw them go under my hood and was traumatized. I mean, he's been involved. So, like, I know that it's hard. But yeah, I do hope that. I also hope that I endorse your selfish, you know, goal, because I really do hope that we get past the place where we are, where we all feel safe and happy to, like, have visitors in the hospital, at least one a day or two a day, you know, something like a number that's not.
I feel like we had this conversation probably last season sometime over the summer, because shit was opening back up again, and we were like,
yes!
And then fucking Delta came.
And then Omarion, and I was just like, Nick, look! I was like, but you know what? I will say, I do know that we are at the point, because everything is lifting, so I believe that we are getting ready to get into the place of things fully opening up. The endemic, we have to get to endemic. We're getting to, I don't think we're at endemic. I think they're pushing us towards endemic faster than we actually are.
Yeah.
But I do believe that we are closer to it now than we were in the midst of a pandemic.
Once there's vaccines for the 5 and younger crew, I think that's what's gonna, because it's hard when, for kids like us who have kids who can't get vaccinated yet, like, it's still worrisome. And so, like, as soon as Stokely turns 5, I'm doctor's appointment, let's go, giving them shots, let's get
and
it.
I was the one who, like, I'm actually was happy that they were under, because I'm still, like, for me, go on and shoot me up, but, like, I am a person who, I was like, I get the worry for kids, because I was like, their immune system and body does something different to stuff. And so, well, you know, I'm like, baby, I'm glad we had this year.
Your baby gonna get yours.
This one's got the booster. Look, this one is getting ready to be a pandemic baby with the shots and a booster. This one might come out, like, with a phone in his hand. I don't know. It whatever they said was gonna happen with these shots, this one's getting ready to have it.
So whether
it's gonna have a tracker, it's gonna be able to teleport. I'm fine.
This is how the X-Men generation starts.
I'm fine with that. Okay, so his mutant gene is activated. Cool. But, like, for real, because they just lifted, I don't, did they do this in for Stokely School, where they lifted the mask mandates?
So we you know, Stokely goes to a co-op preschool. Mm-hmm. So, and technically, because it's, the preschool itself falls under child care centers and not school. They still have the child care centers still have a mask mandate for right now. I think they're supposed to be figuring out if that's going to change, but we as board members decided we were going to keep it on initially. We have a board meeting coming up in March, so I think we'll look at, or yeah, I think at the end of March we'll, like, look at it again and kind of see where it's at, because we have had some kids in the Ford's classes who have had, like, and it was a lot over Christmas, like, it went through a lot of people's household. Luckily, nobody in Stokely's class has had it. So
we had a whole outbreak in our family in one side of our family, and, like, once again, untouched. This household was untouched and remained untouched. And I'm like, okay,
we had a whole scare over Christmas. Like, we were literally, it was the day before Christmas, no, 2 days before Christmas Eve. And coincidentally, the party that we had went to, mm-hmm. the sweater party, they ended up getting COVID. And that was like December 18th was the party. And of course, the next week is like Christmas. And, you know, we do everything yeah. Christmas Eve. So we're running around trying to get tested. And of course, everybody was trying to get tested. We had to stand in line at a police station for like an hour and a half trying to get tested because it was just, you know, it's just my mom and I, and she was the only one who came up for Christmas this year. So it was like, are we not going to have everything? And then of course, Marcus tested positive.
Oh, right yeah.
before they were supposed to come down. So like that, yeah. he was pissed about that. So it was a whole thing, but we haven't and had then, anything like, happen at school.
For us, it was Brandon's cousin. So it was the week before, same time. We were going to go to his grandparents' house because his grandmother's birthday. I can't even remember what event we went to, but we went to like basically two open events. Like one was a Kappa event and then another one was right before that, something else. So it was like, it was interactions, but like, well, good. Okay. We went to like, while we were at an event, as a matter of fact, we got a call from his mother and his sister saying that their cousin who had just come down had tested positive. Mind you, we hadn't been around her, but his sister had been, and we had just seen his yeah. sister. So we were like, yeah. Okay. So we were like, we're leaving. So we had to run and get around the last rapid test that was in our area, got those tested because once again, we were still like, so are we having this thing? And so we stayed yeah. masked up and distant. What we still kind of, a few of us did go over. Sure enough, his sister ended up, after testing negative like four times in a row, tested positive, then his mother tested positive. His brother had already tested positive, was isolating. And I was just sitting there like, oh, shit. Every time we got a new call, then my brother retested positive. Like this is the second time he got it. I was like, I didn't see anyone until New Year's, after yeah. New Year's. I was like, I'm not yeah. going nowhere.
So I think it's safe to say that both of our 2022 goals are to still not have COVID.
Yeah, and that's pretty much like trying to, like, I feel like at this point we are in a small population because I'm like,
everybody weird. Has had it. And I'm like, no.
Like, I'm sitting here like, it's like, you ever, so y'all ever seen, like, I feel like it's like Thriller, when they're in that little room and, like, the zombies are getting closer, and I'm just like, everyone around me has had it, and I'm like the only one, my nephew, all of them, my mother, my father, and our little family circle has literally not had it, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, so how do we keep that, to continue that goal? One of my other goals, so I don't know, did I already start my private practice? I can't remember.
I think you were about to, because okay. we stopped recording like in October or something.
It was right when September, I just started. Right? So I was just starting. So in 2021, I started with a private practice group. So I am now doing private practice. I've been doing private practice with adults and like part-time. Love it. Absolutely love it. So I hope to continue that. And, you know, maybe while I'm on maternity leave or something, because like the options are very easy for me to like expand or like do work my schedule the way I want. Cause truly I make my own schedule. Mm-hmm. And I never realized the flexibility, like that money that comes in from it. I don't even like remember that it's happening. And then I'm like, oh,
yeah.
bonus check. yeah. Cool.
That's, so that's like one of my goals too. My business is obviously one of my goals too. Like I've been, so in January of this year, of course, we got the, in my day job, it came down that we had the option of either staying home permanently or doing expanded telework, which is like 2 days in the office or something like that a week.
Three or three, two, something like that.
And I was like, no, I'm staying home. I'm never going back into an office. It's my dream come true.
Your goal. That has been Sasha's goal since the beginning of this pandemic, y'all. I want yes. you to know she said this. So Sasha manifested this 2 years ago.
Yes. Because
I want you to know manifestation works.
How long have I been saying this?
She has been saying this since March 2020. She said, I hope to never go back in the office again.
I was like, I'm not.
And the longer went on, she was like, I just don't see why. After a year, she was like, I have been doing my job for a year home. No, I am not going back into the office.
I wouldn't even speak on it like if I go back to the office. Like, I didn't even put, I was like, I'm not going back to an office.
You were like, I moved into this house because I don't care how long the commute, I'm not going back in my office. The only time I would go back is to get my stuff. So Sasha has manifested this. I will give her credit. Yes. If you don't know how to manifest, ask her to do a session on manifestation because she manifested the fuck out of that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going back. I'm not at all. So, but now, like, I think when they gave us the, when they told us that that's what the options were going to be, like, we actually had the option to stay home. It kind of shifted my thinking of like, okay, so if this is now my life, because it, you know, before it was very much up in the air. Like, it was like, I don't know if I'm going back. Like, how do I plan things? But now it's like permanent. So it's like, I don't have to go back. So like, now what does my life get to look like? Right. Like, what do I want it to be like on a day to day basis? And so, you know, I've been, you know, I try to make sure, whereas before
I've seen where you were trying to figure out, like, if she should be putting on clothes now.
Yeah. So I started getting dressed now. Like, I get dressed now for the most part in the morning. It does help me feel like I'm going to a real job.
I would not be me if I was at home, just so you know. I'm like, I'm flawless at home.
It does make me feel like I'm not just at home. Like, it does put me in the right frame of, like, I'm getting stuff done, even though I'm just coming downstairs and literally walking into my office. Like, I feel like.
I will agree. And I understand that. So, like, funny enough, like I said, I don't follow the rule, but I do actually tell people that rule when I'm doing like self-care and like how to keep yourself feeling productive and to get yourself and keep yourself in a routine. That is one of the things that I've said on all of the series.
I don't do it every day, but it's probably like a good, probably 3-ish, 4-ish days out the week when I'm working, I do it.
Well, so like, that's every day. I mean, shit. I mean, we only work.
So like, I do it more than I don't. So like, sometimes but even if I don't like put on real pants, like sometimes I'll put on my leggings, but like a real shirt, like not just like a t-shirt or something like that. So I don't put shoes on. So you know, it's not like I'm getting all the way.
You ain't got to go overboard, okay? Like, yeah, chill. Like,
I don't be putting jewelry on or nothing like that. But I do like wear real clothes, and like I got me my Apple Fitness that I started not making excuses for myself, because now I have a therapist, you guys. So
yes.
So, and I think I've probably talked about it on the show before, but like, I have had this, I always describe myself as being, like, I feel like I'm lazy. Like, I have an inherently lazy personality is how I always say it. And my therapist told me that she would not describe me as lazy, and she doubts that many of my friends would describe me as lazy, and that it is okay to do things like sit on the couch, and that does not make you a lazy person. I frame it that way because I don't want to give myself permission to do things for myself.
You can't see me beaming over here as a therapist. I like your therapist, and I've never met her.
Her name is
Sarah. I agree.
I started like giving my, like, instead of making excuses, like, I can't go to my workout class because I don't feel like driving, or I'm just too tired in the morning to go. Like, I got my Apple Fitness. I stream it to the TV now. Like, I don't try to tell myself, oh, I can't work out until Stokely goes to bed. No, like, he'll be fine in the other room if I work out. Like, I just started being more cognizant of stuff like that. So my goal is really to just work more on me for 2022. Like,
can we also just take a short therapeutic moment to like actually say, like, just like you manifest, like, the thing about manifestation is that you manifest absolutely everything that, like, some people don't believe in manifestation, but like, the manifestations that we give ourselves and our, like, the things that we tell ourselves and the messages we tell ourselves really do matter. And so I think that you like really tapped into something that we really need to make sure we say when we're talking about goals. We actually do tell ourselves like these things, and absolutely, I'm right there with you. Like, I'll tell myself, like, I can find an excuse to do nothing. I can find an excuse to do no. Oh, if I what? But yeah. I can find every excuse to do nothing. But the reason to do it has to be bigger. Your why of yeah. why you're doing it. My why is bigger. So that's where, like,
but she also told yeah. me, like, there's nothing wrong with not doing anything. No. Right. Like, I tell
many of my clients who like to have a full plate, you know, it is okay for you to empty your plate.
And
it is
okay. And I'm very much
absolutely nothing.
I assume I'm very much like that. And so I have a problem where I feel as if I'm sitting on the couch just watching TV or scrolling through my phone,
I could be doing something else. That's what we tell
watching. Like, I feel like I'm being lazy. Like, I'm not.
Like, unproductive is the word that a lot of people yes. use. They're like, yeah. self-care is productive time. To sit on there and veg out is not to be lazy. If you're doing something all day and your brain is always working, you have to sometimes turn it off. That's why I watch cartoons. I literally watch stuff that, like, I will sit and watch Brendan's TV shows and be sitting there with Blazing the Monster Machines learning about, number one, they are actually learning about physics and stuff. And I was like, why the hell are they learning about tensile strength? And I was like, why do you even learn this? But awesome. But I'm sitting there like, which one fits? Red.
That one.
Red. I'm sitting there like, why am I doing that? Because I don't care to think. I don't yep. want to think. As a person who talks to people all day, I don't want to have to think. And
I started being much more intentional with my time for myself since the new year started. Like I have myself a little bedtime routine now. Like, I put the phone down. I'm on my sixth book.
I was going to say, you definitely read some books. I haven't gotten to reading my books again. That's the one thing. That is one of my goals that I want to pick up.
Do you know how many books I read last year?
Like,
probably what? 5 total.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to say like 30. I was like, because
no,
I feel like
probably read like 5 books total last year.
So you're like where I was. Like, that's where I was around this time last year. I read like 6 books. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got into it and then I fell out of it. And so I'm like trying to get back to that.
Man.
But my job has helped me with that, because I walked into my job last week and they had all these books spread out. And I'm talking about like Ta-Nehisi Coates. I'm talking about books. Like, excuse me, why are these here? What are these for? And they were like, oh, we had all of these books, like about 250 or more books donated to start your personal classroom and like room library. So take as many as you do. You understand?
Oh, you like all the books.
I was like, I was like, oh, I'll wait. I said, let me calm down, because, you know, I'm not a teacher. Let me see if they, and I was like, let me chill, because I'm not a staff member. And I was like, then I was like, oh, y'all ain't taking it. 3, 4, 5. Like, I
actually started and I pinned it in my notes. So I'm actually on my 7th book, I realized. So I put my list and I put like the date when I finished reading it. Okay. And like, I started keeping a list, because obviously I'm type A, y'all. Don't judge me. This is how I get through shit. But like, I started keeping a list of like all the books I'm reading for the year.
One way or fucking money is what she's saying.
Well, it just, because for me, it makes me feel, because I know like I've
you like to check things off.
We've talked about this though. Like, I've been trying to get back into reading for years. I love to read books and I just wasn't making the time to do it. So the fact that I'm on my 7th book and it is only March 4th, like.
But also, it's okay to be someone who likes to check things off. It's okay. Like, yeah. You can be who you are. You like to check things off. Me, I'm a person who I like to get it done. And like, the thing is that I am like, it's not obsessive, but I am compulsive. So I will finish a book and I will have the next one ready and we'll just go into, like, I don't stop. That's the reason why I think it's hard for me to start, because if I don't have enough time to really dedicate to reading a book, oh, I'm not going to do it.
I switch up. So I will read a trashy rom-com book that I can get through in like a day and a half. And then I like to learn a lot. So I have a lot of like nonfiction books on like science and shit like that. So then I'll go like the one that I'm reading now is called Mine. And it's about like how we view owning things, like the psychology behind owning things. And so like I'm reading that now.
Book recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll put it all. I'll put it in the show notes. But like I'm reading that one next. And like those always take me a little bit longer to get through, because obviously they're not, you know, as interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so like that's how I kind of like go through it. I'll be like, trashy book.
So, I was like, I don't even know if you could see. But my, no. Okay. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Mine looks like
that. When I show you, like, my book list is just continuous. It never stops. So if I see a book I can read, I just add to it. And I'm like, my goal is to actually go through this.
So if anybody listening has a goal for reading, what I will do, Sheree, you send me your book list. I have an Amazon store that is on my business. I will link all of the books. And I will link all of the books, and I will share the link to the Amazon store in the show notes. So if you're trying to find some books to read this year, if that's a goal of yours, I will have tons of recommendations, and they'll be very diverse.
Diverse because I would tell you, my book list started because I wanted to read more black authors, and that's where it started. But also because I am a therapist, I also have a lot of self-help and self-care and any topic that piques my interest. So anti-racism, black history, LGBTQ, when I say anything.
Think of the teen romance section, like those little books. I got a bunch of those. They have a whole bunch of Disney books about the villain story. So I started reading those. Then I have of course, like I said, all of my science, psychology, businessy type books. I got a whole bunch of those. So I got a list. So I put it in the show notes.
Yeah. I was I have poetry. I have yoga related books because there are certain books that are about your mind and back. I was if it interests me, I have everything that interests me because I believe that eventually I believe that the more well-read, and this is just my belief, my personal belief, I believe that being a very well-read person gives you a look into so many other things.
I agree.
A lot of people don't like reading, and that's fine. That's why they have audiobooks.
Richard listens to audiobooks.
Yeah, Brandon's not a reading a person who doesn't like to read books, but when he does find a topic that he likes, he will. So audiobooks. He's more sports and everything.
Richard does not like to read at all, but he started getting into audiobooks like Audible, and he quote unquote reads a book every month.
That's Brandon. Brandon has audiobooks too. And I was just I didn't even know you did that. But
Do you have a word for this year?
You know what? I actually did I say you had a word? I could not remember. So see, this is the thing this is why I'm glad we're doing goals now, because I want you to know that 2022 came in so hectic.
Yeah.
2021 took us, they even came out like a hoe. They went out like a hoe. And they came in like popping. And so I really don't even remember if I made one or...
So I literally just decided right now while we're talking.
I'm trying to remember.
It's going to be very selfish, but my word of the year is just going to be me, because I just want to work on it. And it really just boils down to because I now permanently get to work from home. And I really was thinking about this the other day. I get to reimagine what my life will look like, because going to work is a different life. Going to an office every day, having that set up, my life is now vastly different from that. And now, because I know it's more set in stone, I get to pick kind of the life that I want to have. I get to rearrange and do things more how I want to set it up. And so that's what I'm doing for 2022. It's going to be me.
I think that my word, you know what? I had a word for the decade that I remember, and I actually didn't remember it until I saw Facebook is good for one thing. I remember saying this. Yeah, exactly. So it was the 2010s was this year of all this growth and adulting, marriage, licensing, starting my growing in my career and all this. And I remember having my first child. All of those things were in that year. And I think that I said this next decade will be called the expansion. And I said, damn.
I remember that.
I was like, because I remember someone was like, expansion? You're having another kid? Not right now. Calm down. Sure. Calm down. Now. Expansion.
5 years later. Yep.
I was like, sheesh. Okay. But for real, I thought about it and said, that's kind of it. It's expansion or expanding, because I'm everything is in growth. Everything I want to do is in progress. I don't have anything else that I foreseeably right now want to do. everything else is growing on what I already have, you know? Yep. So
That's a lot.
We got a new house. Like we still are getting this in order. We have enough things on our plate right now that I can literally just focus on making my life what I want it to be, making my private practice, my school life, like my day job is going wonderfully. And like, I feel like I am finally hit a stride
it's just growing more into ourselves. It's like just
exactly. It's like
more
so
into that part of our life.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't have any new goals. That's also why I don't think I did a vision board. Cause usually
I
do a vision board and I just didn't feel the need to, because I was like,
I'm where I want to be.
I think that that's a really good thing to like to say, that sometimes, some years, you're not going to just have new goals. Like every year doesn't have to be like new year, new me, or we're doing something. Sometimes you can just be like happy with where you are and wanting to continue.
That's exactly how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm just at now in this stage of life where it's just a matter of like growing more into that, like just being more rooted into who I am,
like more you, what I more want. You.
I'm
looking forward to like this new chapter of like, everything is completing. I said I wanted two kids. So I was like, here we are. I'm at the place where I'm about to have two kids. So I've gotten that goal. Exactly. I definitely someone was like, one of my church members, when I told like them, like my dance ministry, because I told them that like I was not going to be doing that for right now. Because let me let you know why. I won't be at practice. And she was like, dang, you were just talking about that. Should I say, was I? She said, we were talking about that a little, like a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
I guess so. Okay. Yeah. I definitely did say I wanted to have a kid before I turned 36.
So for everybody listening out there, know that, like what Sheree said, like what we speak about ourselves and what we speak and hold in our heart is how we make things happen, right? And it doesn't happen quickly for a lot of us. Like if you listen to the past episodes, the past seasons, you know, we talked about living on the water for like 2-3 years before we actually got to this house. Like, it wasn't a quick thing. And you know, the same thing with me working from home. Like, I talked about that shit for 2 years before it became a reality. Like,
it's kind of like the patience of it all.
Yes.
I think that a lot of times when we say what we want, we in our back of our heads have a timeline in it, and it's really like, screw the timeline. Like, you don't know when that goal is going to manifest, but it will manifest if you just keep like staying the path and staying what you need to do. You're going to get there, and it'll get there in the timing that you're supposed to.
I had no control over whether or not I was going to stay working from home. That was completely outside of my control. I had no decision making power in that. There was nothing like with
there
my
was
job.
Nothing like, that you like. You didn't go to them and like, let me tell you why. Because if they would have been like, y'all come and bring your ass back, you was like, oh,
guess
man,
I'm going back to work.
Guess I'm going back because I'm not getting ready. Because some people would have been like, oh no, I'm gonna find me a job. No, I'm not quitting this good job.
I'm gonna fight it, I'm gonna be mad about it, but I'll be pissed about this commute.
But I guess we're gonna have to think, can I do a little few days? Let me see if I can wiggle some kind of compromise. I knew that I like once I got to this job. So, on that same note, when I was at my old job, I saw this job that I'm currently at, which was my dream job 3 years before I got it, and I was like, actually, 6 years before previously, and I said, oh my gosh, that's my job that I want. And 3 years later, I was in that job, and it is still my dream job. I was like, I didn't even realize I manifested. I was like, I'm going to have that job. I applied once, DC government. Second time, it was like, bam, bam, bam. When do you want to start? Yep. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing private practice. I never wanted to do private practice. And I said, I think I will. It has literally everything I put out there with where I wanted to work. This house that I now am in.
Yeah.
That I promise you, I was like, I have a bigger house than I ever thought I would ever, 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 ever have. Ever. Sasha, you remember, you came over and was like, it's a lot of people in this house right now and I can't hear no one. It was like five people. It was like six. It was like five. It was like six or seven of us in here, and I was just
big
like,
house. Mm-hmm.
But
all that to say again, like, don't, if you really want to achieve something, if you have a goal in mind, just keep at it. Like, be patient, do the work behind getting to that goal, and at some point it will come to you. Like, it may not be when you expect it. It may not be as fast as you want it to be. It could be faster than you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you might not be ready when it comes, but if it is in your heart and you are doing the work to make it happen, then you can manifest some shit in your life.
So, and I also want to add that it might not also be exactly how you think it's going to happen. So yep. It might not be the way you want it. A lot of times we pigeonhole ourselves into very specific. Yeah, like we have a specific way of things are going to have to be. And it's like, no, that's not exactly true. You might be looking for it this way and like what you're going to actually get. Like,
I thought I was going to be married at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, mm-hmm. I was broken up at 25 and not married mm-hmm. until 29 with the same mm-hmm. person, but it happened yeah. completely not on my timetable when I thought it was going to happen. So,
yeah. So like, it's absolutely a lot of work. And like, also don't be afraid to shift your goals. If you find that like something yep. is not serving you, you ain't got to stick where any goal that you have, if you find that it's not bringing you the place that you want, it don't matter. Start over.
Y'all can't hear me, but I'm snapping it up. I'm just, yes.
Okay, start over. If you got to start over, start over. Starting over. And so you will never stop going toward your goals until you stop. You yep. literally are going to always be progressing unless you are standing still. So time is going to move forward whether you stand in that spot or whether you're working towards something. So you might as well work towards something.
And so with that, because that is the message for from his therapist, Cyrus, over here. With that, we, of course, would love to hear about goals that you have set for 2022, how you envision this year going for you, what you're doing to get to them goals. So, of course, we probably always have a conversation happening on Instagram. So make sure you leave a comment and let us know what your goals are for this year. You can always email us at hello@thrillingsippodcast.com. We know that it's a new season, so we want to make sure that y'all are still here with us. So make sure that you are like, rating, and reviewing the show. The reviewing is the important part because it helps new mm-hmm. people find the show. And we love doing this. It takes us a little while, but we back at it, and we love talking.
Look, hey, back like we never left. Back like we never yep. left.
So we would love new people to listen to the show. And of course, you can find us on all of your major podcast platforms. So make sure that you subscribe and follow us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And with that, we will see you next time.
And keep a glass handy.
Even if it's alcohol free.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bye.